regarding current operations, and I just want to go through a list of them very quickly of these facilities and corporations for which we have witnesses who can be subpoenaed by the committees of the Congress. This was developed at the request of Congressman Christopher Cox of Orange County, and with whom I met, and was later further developed for the briefing for that we put together for President Obama. These facilities are the Edwards Air Force Base and subsections where on at the dry lake bed where the Lockheed Skunk Works operations, Haystack Butte, China Lakes, George Air Force Base, and the closed Norton Air Force Base, where an anti-gravity device, so-called alien reproduction vehicle, for which we have the schematics, was seen by Frank Carlucci and others on our witness team. Tabletop Mountain and Blackjack Control. The aerospace facilities there are the Northrop Anthill Facility, Tejon Ranch, the McDonnell Douglas Lano Plant, Lockheed Martin Hellendale Plant, and the Phillips Lab. At the Nellis Air Force Facility, so-called Area 51, no one calls it that. There's S-4 and S-12, Pahoot Mesa, Groom Lake, and a number of sub-facilities. The most important facility is in Utah, near Provo, the Dugway Proving Grounds, all of which is underground, and the airspace above it is classified. There are no roads into this facility. The New Mexico facilities include Los Alamos National Labs with underground connectors to the so-called Dulce area where the biological work is being done, and Kirtland Air Force Base. And the complex there includes Sandia National Laboratories, Phillips Labs, Manzano Mountain Weapons Storage Facility, Coyote Canyon, and the White Sands Complex. In Arizona, near Fort Huachuca, which is Army Intelligence Headquarters, there is a UGB underground base where one of our witnesses, who will testify, worked on 9 separate extraterrestrial vehicles that had been downed through advanced electromagnetic pulse weapons, and there are several different species of extraterrestrial biologicals stored at that facility. The other facilities, and this goes on, include the a special compartmented area of Cheyenne Mountain, where we have witnesses in our team who can be subpoenaed, where that we have tracked extraterrestrial vehicles in our solar system that we're measuring 26 miles in diameter. There are also facilities in Australia, a key one being Pine Gap, the so-called Alice Springs facility, which is mostly a U.S. Air Force facility, even though it is in Australia. I recently talked to the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia about this. Also, the Redstone Arsenal and the Marshall Space Flight Center. We have a scientist at the Redstone Arsenal under who works under contract for IT&T who have developed these transdimensional systems. He was under contract with my project to bring these energy devices out, and he was then threatened by a former CIA director and what I call the goon squad that went down there 3 years ago in March. This is just part of the information we have, and this information is on the flash drive given to Stephen Bassett's staff then that you're all welcome to review. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Bible explains to us that a third of the angels, including Lucifer, were cast out of heaven to the earth. Everyone knows Lucifer the devil is evil. Lucifer is a liar, the great deceiver who hates us because God loves us. Lucifer wants to damn as many of us to hell with him that he can. The fallen angels mated with us, the women, and created half-breeds, or hybrids. Remember Noah's Ark? That's why God destroyed all the people, because the bloodline was corrupted by the angels, and everyone was evil except Noah's bloodline. This is what aliens do. How many cases of alien abductions have you heard of where the people have sperm taken from men and women impregnated only to be abducted later and their hybrid child taken from them? The aliens are creating hybrid, corrupting the bloodline. The Bible says that the end days will be as in the days of Noah, wicked and corrupted bloodline. Murdered babies from abortions are being used in flavoring additives in foods and pops, making the masses of people who consume it cannibals. Ever wonder why our military has zombie drills? where they are shooting down a bunch of unarmed people? What do zombies eat? Human flesh. To the elites, we are the zombies. The fallen angels taught man advanced technology to build monuments, buildings, weapons of war, etc. This is what the aliens are doing with our government right now in secret. Did you know there are ancient hieroglyphics with spacemen and UFOs? The so-called aliens have not just arrived recently. They have been here the entire time. They are the fallen angels. Both atheist and Christian scientific researchers have studied alien abductions and came to the same conclusions. Victims of both demonic possessions and alien abductions report having similar experiences. An ex-CIA agent in an interview gave a testimony of his encounter with several aliens in one of the underground government facilities. When he first saw them, he was startled and under his breath said, "Jesus." He said the aliens screamed and took off running down the hall. The aliens, or fallen angels, continued mating with humans after the flood and over the centuries placed hybrids into key political positions of world leadership. Today, we know them as the Illuminati. This group of elite hybrids in positions of power all over the world decide on strategic plans concerning the New World Order takeover. They place presidents in office, they start wars, they plan the world economy takeover, and more. The fallen angels have their own Ten Commandments called the Georgia Guidestones. Georgia is the state where legislation tried to bring in guillotines for executions. It is all tied together by the Bible, explaining that in the end days, there will be a one-world government, a one-world currency, a one-world religion, and the beast, who is Lucifer, will cause all to receive a mark in the right hand or forehead, and without it, you can't buy or sell. The RFID chip is in place now with the scanning system, and Obamacare will force everyone to receive it. It's written into Obamacare. This is why the NSA and the IRS are spying on, collecting, and storing all of our information in massive computer banks. Our personal information, including medical, criminal, financial records, religious preferences, political affiliations, everything about us will be available to the Illuminati through the RFID chips once people are implanted. The Illuminati is in the process now of destroying our economy, along with other countries, and taking away our freedoms. They can't take completely over yet because we won't give up our guns and we can still fight back. But Syria and the Ukraine were sovereign countries forced into war with our government's help to overthrow their governments and replace them with Illuminati hybrids. Soon all the countries will be controlled by the hybrid Illuminati elites or fallen angels, and the Antichrist will begin his reign. Anyone who does not have the seal of God on their forehead or receives the mark of the beast will suffer the wrath of God and end up in hell with Satan and the other fallen angels. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. It's happening. Oh, you don't believe in God or hell? You better wake up. This is your wake-up call.